You can find almost anything here, from people on the street selling whatever they manage to find or steal. Further along those streets and in the alleyways, drug dealers and sex workers are waiting to take the profits back. These few scruffy blocks in central Vancouver are the downtown east side. Though known for its poverty and crime, often native women, like 58-year-old Faye Blaney, come here trying to escape their past.
I was molested by the age of 3 that I could remember, and it went on throughout my life. My granduncle picked me up by the neck several times and swung me across the room.
Faye makes a hand gesture, suggesting she was thrown across the room. Unsafe homes are one reason why native women all over Canada have been forced to look for somewhere better. Faye is Coast Salish, one of the indigenous groups in Canada known as First Nations. Her ancestors lived on this land before it became Vancouver, and Faye arrived in the downtown east side from a town nearby when she was 17. Native women come here for the cheap hotels, shelters, women's centres and other services. Faye found something else too.
I ended up in addictions for a time. Got arrested and put in the drug tank a couple of times. I struggle with depression.
Violence?
Oh, lots of violence. I walked around with a chain around my waist to fight back.
And fight back she did. Faye got clean of drugs, started working for the Downtown Eastside Women's Centre, and now helps organise a march in Vancouver every Valentine's Day to remember all the lost and murdered women. Faye says it really got popular after serial killer Robert Picton was arrested in 2002. The remains and DNA of more than 30 women were found on his pig farm near Vancouver. Picton was convicted of 6 murders, but is thought to have been involved in more. He also picked up women from the downtown east side, bringing them to his farm. More than 60 are thought to have gone missing in the 20-odd years before Picton's arrest. Many were native women.
I call them sisters, my indigenous sisters.
That's Mabel Nipshank. She's from the Cree First Nations and works as a housing officer at the Downtown Eastside Women's Centre.
There's definitely a war on indigenous women out there. Women are being murdered, women are still being thrown out of windows. At least weekly, I get something in my email that says another sister is missing. I'm noticing more and more homeless women. It's been very, very challenging to find homes. Usually it's like the best that I can do. Sometimes it's just to refer them to a shelter.
Is that dangerous for them?
Most of the shelters say there's a zero tolerance of violence, but violence happens there too.
No one knows exactly how much violence happens in the downtown east side, partly because a lot goes unreported. Countrywide, things are also unclear. A police report a couple of years ago said there are around 1,200 murdered or missing native women. Other groups put it at well over double that. Even though the figures are argued about, a lot agree about this.
Indigenous women in Canada experience much higher rates of all forms of violence.
Colleen Varco is a professor at the University of British Columbia, specializing in violence against native women and its causes.
Indigenous women often face extensive racism.
That's what Carol Martin saw when she came to the downtown east side 15 years ago. She's from the Ojibwe First Nations and says life in the downtown east side inspired her to start speaking out against discrimination.
There's this huge, ugly picture of who we are as First Nations women. There's a lot of stereotypes. There's this whole idea that First Nations women are prostitutes, that we're only good for one thing. There's a lot of bias, there's a lot of prejudice. A Native woman will come in, they'll run after her and say, excuse me, but you're not allowed in here. Without question, the girl will just leave.
And she'll wind up, once again, on the streets, where the police is supposed to protect her. But the Picton case has made many, like Carol, critical of the cops.
Women were disappearing right around the corner from them, and nothing was done.
The Vancouver police says it's done a lot since the Picton case to improve investigations and get back the trust of native women. But even though a serial killer might not be on the loose, people like Carol still don't feel safe in the downtown east side.
Oh my God, I think it's 100 times worse than it was before. I've seen people get stabbed in front of me. At least you didn't see the drug usage that you see now. You didn't see the homelessness as much. People who fall through the cracks who are dealing with mental health issues.
Carol thinks all these things, drug abuse, homelessness, contribute to making Native women more vulnerable to violence. For years, she and many others have wanted a national inquiry into the country's murdered and missing Native women. And with a new Canadian government, now it's finally come. The inquiry will take shape in the coming months, and the part where the public gives its views has just finished.
I think it's a really good idea, but I'm hoping that it captures the whole essence of the root causes of that contribute to the violence.
Carol says she hopes the authorities will learn how to better protect the women.
But we as society already know. We're talking about it.
Now people are starting to listen. Ross Velton, DW, Vancouver.